Good morning. Good morning. I want to welcome you back to the Empire segment. I'm your host, Wendy, and I just want to say I hope everyone had a wonderful weekend, enjoyed the wonderful weather that we had this weekend. This weather is a little crazy to me. Last week we had a hurricane, and this week we had almost 70-degree weather. So I guess you take it while you can get it, huh, in the middle of November. I just want to also say happy Veterans Day to all of our service women and men that put their lives at risk for us every single day so that we can have the quality of life that we do. So I commend you. Kudos. I don't know what that was, but kudos to all of you. And I hope you guys have a wonderful holiday that's coming up. It's Thanksgiving, right? Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving. I need to make sure I know I have my holidays in order. And speaking about Thanksgiving, I actually have a special guest online today, which is Pastor Holloman of the Higher Ground International Church. And they are going to be doing some special things for Thanksgiving this holiday. Pastor Holloman, are you with me?
I am with you. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you today?
We are doing extremely well. We thank God for another day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's talk about these exciting things you have going on for the holidays.
Well, you know, Thanksgiving is a time of the year that many, especially America, they look towards all that God has blessed them with during the course of the year, and families come together, unite, and bind in such a way that it's just a time to just come together and be thankful and to give God praise. What we're doing at Higher Ground is, once again, this year we are moving forward to being a blessing to families who are less fortunate than many of us are.
Right.
And in doing so, what we would like to do is present a Thanksgiving dinner, actually, to those families who may be in need.
Okay. And where is the dinner being held at?
Well, what we're going to do is we have begun the process of collecting food. I mean, the family will receive a turkey, ham, and all the dressings that go with it, desserts and things of that magnitude.
Okay.
And what we would do is once a family has been selected, we would actually take the food to their home if they do not have transportation. And if they do have transportation, we would just ask them to meet us at the church in order to pick up the boxes and the baskets that have been provided for them.
Okay. And for those who have never been to Higher Ground International Church, where are you located?
We are located right off of Route 40, 720 Ingleside Avenue.
Okay. And that's Catonsville, right?
Yes. Yes, Catonsville.
Okay. All right. Now, are you also taking donations for those baskets?
Actually, we are not. It's a project that the church has for many years have been just opening their hearts and their wallets as well. And, you know, we provide everything that is needed in order that we can be a blessing to someone, once again, who is in need.
Okay. So if there's individuals that would like to participate in that process of giving, is there a specific place that you want them to bring the goods or drop off funds
Well, no goods have to be dropped off.
Okay.
We are not asking for any funds at all. Once again, the church takes care of all of that.
Okay.
But we would invite those who may be in need of the dinner and the food for the Thanksgiving holiday is that we're asking them to just submit to us a brief correspondence just explaining to us why they are in need of the assistance from the church and how we can help them.
Okay, and where do they submit that at?
Well, they can submit it, of course, 720, once again, Ingleside Avenue. But because we want to expedite the whole procedure here, they can send it directly to me.
Okay.
And my email address is rlholloman@liberty.edu.
Okay. You want to repeat that one more time, just in case listeners didn't get it?
All right. That is rlholloman, that's Holloman, @liberty.edu.
Okay. All right. That is just such a blessing, Pastor Holloman. And when do you want them to have those submissions in by?
We would need those no later than Thursday of this week.
Thursday of this week?
Okay. Yes. No later than Thursday of this week.
All right.
And once the decision has been made, we will contact the family immediately, our families, rather, immediately, and we will move forward in making sure that they receive the goods.
Okay. How many families are you blessing?
We are blessing two this year.
Two this year. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So, everyone, if you did not get the information, Higher Ground International will be blessing two families with a full dinner and all of the dressings, correct?
Correct.
And all of the submissions have to be in by Thursday of this week, and they will be contacted well before the Thanksgiving Day.
Amen.
All right. Now, is there anything else that you want to add to that, Pastor Holloman?
We just want to wish everyone a blessed and bountiful holiday, and that God's blessing will continue to remain upon all families. And once again, we want to say Happy Veterans Day, as you have already mentioned, to those who have just served and given their life to us in order that our country could be better than what it is then, once again, and we thank God that it's better now.
All right. Thank you, Pastor Holloman.
Bless your heart.
Today. You have a blessed day.
You too. Thanks, Wendy.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Okay. So today we are going to talk about, of course, we got to get into the finances and insurance, okay? Today we're going to talk about medical conditions. All right. And we're talking about medical conditions because it's very important. There seems to be a stigma that if you have a medical condition, you cannot be insured, which is absolutely incorrect. At Empire Group Incorporated, what we do is one of our specialties is, is specializing in high-risk insurance. And again, the Empire Center is located in Randallstown, Maryland. Also, anything that you have a question about that I'm going to talk about today, you can contact the center directly at 443-426-2040. And if you're not sure how to listen live, you can also listen live on the show at www.mybaltimorespirit.com. If you have any questions that you want to answer within this 15 minutes and we can grab you, you can contact us at the radio station, which is 410-481-1400. So I want to talk about medical conditions. We actually can insure persons, and this is a whole long list. So I'm just going to take a couple out of there, and the most common conditions that people have, one being cancer. It's a very big issue. A lot of people are being diagnosed with cancer, unfortunately, but that does not take you out the realm of being insured. If you've had a heart attack, if you have heart disease, lung disease, even if you have Alzheimer's syndrome, you can still be insured. And I'm going to go into some of the different types of coverage you can get with these ailments. However, you can still be insured. If you have kidney disease, diabetes, blood disease, dementia, it's a whole slew of them that we can talk about. And, you know, just because you get denied by another insurance carrier doesn't mean that you cannot be insured with another. This protection goes up to and can be issued up to age 85. And with that being said, some of these coverages are going to be immediate coverage, depending on what your sickness is and the types of medications that you take and how many of those medications you're taking at a time. Some will be what's called a modified benefit. And I'm going to go into the difference of these three types of benefits in a second. And then some will be graded, and which is very similar to modified benefit. Now, so say you have high blood pressure. You got to take insulin, pressure pills, water pills. Sound like I'm getting ready to start laying down all my grandmother's medicines here, but no. Sorry, Grandma. But you're taking those medications. Some of those things will still allow you to get immediate coverage. You just have to list those medications. And it's very important that you list them, because when they go to check what's called the MIB, which we talked about earlier last week, the medical insurance Bureau. What that means is they're going to check to see if you've ever been diagnosed with any of these ailments and are taking these medications. So you want to be very, very proactive in listing these types of medications so that if there ever need be a time for your family to put in a claim, they won't have a problem being paid out. Okay. Now, there are some medications that will raise what we call a flag with insurance companies. And a lot of those medications are medications having to deal with your circulatory system. If there is any heart issues, some of the major ailments, then they may throw you into what's called a modified benefit. And I'm sure people have already heard of that term. But what that is what they're saying to you is you can be covered. However, your family is not going to get the benefit of having your full face amount payout, which is the amount that you purchased your policy for, immediately. So what they're saying is I want you to live for a certain amount of time before we give your family a full coverage. And normally those time periods are 2 to 3 years. And how they break that down is very simple. So if they say, okay, well, you know what? We're going to take you, but we're going to throw you in a 2-year modified benefit. What that means is if, God forbid, you know, your homecoming comes prior to that 1 year, well, what's going to happen is they're going to pay your family out all of the premiums that has been paid into the policy plus a small percentage of the face amount. Okay. And this is important that you understand that. Because some people will purchase insurance thinking it's immediate coverage and it's not. So make sure you know what type of policy you're getting. And it's also written in your policy. So make sure you read your policy when you get it. Okay. Then what happens is you live past that first year. Now we're into the second year. So now we're saying, okay, if you get called home within that second year, well, they're going to pay again the all of the premiums that have been paid into the policy plus an additional amount. So you may get 10% in the first year. Well, now you've made it to the second year, you may get 15% on top of all of the premiums that have been paid in. Once you have made it past that modified benefit, which normally is 2 or 3 years, so you have to make it 2 years and a day. Very, very important for you to know. If you die, pass away on the second year, and it's not 2 years and a day, your family will not get paid out their full benefit. So I need you to hold on for another 24 hours so that your family can get their full payout. And it sounds crazy, but it is. I have seen it happen where that individual will pass away on that day and their family does not get that payout. So this is good news for you to know. I mean, this is important information for you to have. That is what's called a modified benefit. Now, we also cover HIV positive individuals. People automatically think that once they have been diagnosed with HIV, you can no longer insure yourself. Absolutely, absolutely incorrect. You can still receive coverage if you are HIV positive. As long as your levels have not, I believe it's like a certain level that you have to be at, and then it transfers over to AIDS. Now, once you have been diagnosed with full-blown AIDS, it becomes a little bit more difficult to get you insured. So if you're healthy right now, you're taking your medications and you're doing well and you're HIV positive, this is the time for you to purchase a policy. And I cannot stress how important it is for you to do it while you're still healthy. Okay. Because once your levels start dropping, then they will contact, doctors and inquire, you know, about different information. So you just want to do it before you have to go through all that whole process. Okay. So two important things. Make sure that if you are sick, if you're healthy and you're doing well, with your ailment, make sure if you do not have insurance that you purchase it now while you're still healthy, while you're still in your right mind, and then, you know, while your finances are still in a situation where you can take care of those things. Very important. We didn't get to great a benefit today, but we have tomorrow. So we're going to talk about that tomorrow. Again, if you have any questions about anything that we've talked about today, please contact the office, the Empire Center, which is 443-426-2040. And tomorrow we will continue talking about medical conditions and the type of policies that are available for persons with those conditions.